I'm about ready to jump off a bridge. So.
All right, Sexton's about ready to jump off a bridge. Hey, your whole day was going so good until you almost died before the finish line, and then that kind of started. Is that like a case of like heart rate starts up, arm pump starts, and that was a turning point in your moto, I think.
100%. I mean, you can see after that. I mean, I felt really good, but I don't know. I just feel like when I make that one mistake and I lose trust with like my bike and stuff like that. I feel like I just couldn't ride my bike for the rest of the second moto. It's either me or it's probably a mixture of me and the bike. I didn't feel comfortable, and it obviously showed. I got beat by 30 seconds. So, yeah.
God, that's gotta be fucking frustrating.
I'm really good on the track smooth. Track smooth, I'm gonna be good. So the first couple laps, they fixed a few spots on the track, and I was good. So it's just when it gets deteriorated, I can't seem to ride the bike. So.
Hey, first moto, though, tracking Kenny down at one point, that was awesome.
I mean, two motos I did it. I just couldn't seem to make the pass happen, but I don't know, just frustrating. I work hard to not to fade like that, so.
So I saw it from the announcer's tower, and it looked sketchy, but was it, like, super, like, did you think you were going down?
I mean, I didn't think I was going down unless it was super soft.
Okay.
The only thing I was worried about was the side of that track was soft, and then I probably would have been over the bars, but. I wasn't like I went sideways. It slid out from under me, and then I went straight left, and I went off the track. But yeah, I mean, it ended up not being that sketchy, but it could have been a lot worse.
See Craig's in the first moto?
No.
Oh, he had wait till you see the highlight. Yeah, he went sideways and off, and he got ejected.
I straightened it before I went off the jump, which is what you got to do.
That was a very key moment.
Yes, I didn't know. Did Plessinger race second moto?
No.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I think just injuries from last week was too much. Oh, okay. He pulled out about three quarters into the first moto.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I guess it doesn't really matter for me, but yeah, I mean, the track was good. They did a really good job at scraping it off and making the track raceable, so track was good. Just I wasn't great, so.
In Indiana this week, they're coming up. Stay on the track, and I bet you'll do pretty good.
Yeah, I got to stay on the track. Last weekend, I felt when I guess I was not really off the track, but.
That was ugly. I thought you'd be down and out, man, a Charlie or something on your leg. That was gnarly.
Dude, I don't know what I did with my insides, but like, I feel like my lung or something. I hit it pretty hard, and that's why I didn't get up for a while because I was just trying to breathe. And
you were like checking your stomach at one point, like
yeah, I was just trying to make sure I was okay, and I was all right. So just gotta stay on two wheels, and that it's kind of a characteristic I've had. Just the rear end sliding out, and that's almost what happened right here. So gotta fix that, I guess.
Yeah, we gotta work on that. Thanks, man.
Thank you.